Newsom asks Congress for nearly $40 billion for Los Angeles wildfire aid. California Governor Gavin Newsom asked Congress to approve nearly $40 billion in relief aid for the Los Angeles area after last month's destructive wildfires, which could be the nation's costliest natural disaster in history. In a February 21 post on the social platform X, Newsom said it will take an all-hands-on-deck approach to rebuild from the devastating fires in LA. I'm asking Congress to have the back of the American people and provide disaster funding to help Californians recover and rebuild as soon as possible, he said. Newsom sent a letter on February 21 to House Speaker Mike Johnson, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, House Appropriations Committee Chair Tom Cole, and Representative Rosa DeLauro, ranking member on the House Appropriations Committee. The funding identified in this request totaling $39,680,737,878 will directly support these communities in both the immediate and long-term recovery work needed to rebuild lives and properties from this catastrophic event, Newsom wrote. Los Angeles is one of the most economically productive places on the globe, but it can only rebound and flourish with support from the federal government as it recovers from this unprecedented disaster. Experts estimate the total economic loss from the wildfires could surpass $250 billion, and a Los Angeles Times analysis found the real estate losses from the fires that engulfed the Palisades and Eaton areas could potentially total $30 billion. Fires destroyed more than 16,200 structures throughout the Pacific Palisades, Malibu, Pasadena, and Altadena. The governor said the funding would prioritize rebuilding homes, infrastructures, businesses, schools, healthcare facilities, and churches while supporting those affected by the catastrophe. Make no mistake, Los Angeles will use this money wisely, Newsom wrote in his letter. Among Newsom's requested grants, his largest is for an additional $16.8 billion from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which would mostly rebuild properties and infrastructure, which includes $5 billion for hazardous household cleanup. Another request is for $9.9 billion from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development for grants to fire victims, homeowners, renters, and businesses. Newsom is also asking for $5.29 billion from the Small Business Administration for business and homeowner loans. Newsom also thanked President Donald Trump for supporting a fast-track debris removal plan, writing that California is eternally grateful. Trump has frequently criticized both Newsom and his state for their water policies, alleging they contributed to January's out-of-control wildfires in Southern California. Rick Grenell, Trump's envoy for special missions, said on February 21 that any federal aid sent to California would be subject to conditions. The conditions being discussed include defunding the California Coastal Commission, which protects public beach access and regulates coastal development, Grenell said. Trump has scrutinized the agency, calling it too restrictive, bureaucratic, and an obstacle to rapid rebuilding efforts. The same day, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said she removed Kristen Crowley, the city's fire chief, due to inadequate preparations ahead of the fires last month. "I have called for a full investigation for everything leading up to January 7," Bass told reporters at a press conference. A necessary step to the investigation was the president of the fire commission telling Chief Crowley to do an after-action report on the fires. The fire chief refused. "We all know that 1,000 firefighters could have been on duty on the morning the fires broke were instead sent home on Chief Crowley's watch. These actions required her removal." The Associated Press and Zachary Stieber contributed to this report.